Before we look at the Word of God, let us ask Him to guide us and teach us how we should live His live our lives in Him in 2012. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we open Your Word, we ask You to illumine our mind, our heart, and may we have that humbleness to receive the teaching of Your Word. Lord, we pray that Your Holy Spirit will guide us into Your truth so that Your truth can truly become light to shine our way in 2012. Help us walk in a way that is pleasing and acceptable to You. So be with us throughout this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, grace and peace to you in Christ Jesus our Lord, from the Heavenly Father and through the working of the Holy Spirit. On this very first day of 2012, on behalf of the church, I want to wish you a blessed new year, good health, and I really pray and hope that your spiritual life will grow in leaps and bounds. As we expect God's blessings for us in 2012, let us look back on this past year, 2011, and let us give thanks to God for His grace and mercy. The psalmist, David said, "Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Now, in this morning's passage, Psalm 100, we learn that it is a psalm of praise and thanksgiving. In the very first verse, the psalmist calls on the whole earth to praise and give thanks to the Lord. Please pay attention to verses 1, 2, 3, and 5. In these four short verses, the psalmist mentions the name of the Lord altogether four times. And so it is very obvious that the psalmist wants to point out that God, our Father in heaven, is the focus of our praise and the center of our thanksgiving. And in verse 5, the psalmist says this. Let us read it together, shall we? "For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." God is good, and so He will not treat us with evil. God is love, and He even gave up His one and only Son, Christ Jesus, our Lord, for us. And God is faithful. He promises never to leave or forsake us. Now, even though we may face misfortunes, we may be beset with adversity or sufferings, we need not fear, because God, our Father in heaven, is able to keep us safe through everything. And so, Psalm 34, verse 8 says, this is what King David says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him." So we really have to experience God, not just in good times, but also in adversity, so that we can really truly see and taste that God, our Father in heaven, is indeed good, loving, and faithful. Now, there is one classic hymn, a classical hymn that I really enjoy singing. We don't sing it here that often. But in the very first verse of Count Your Blessings, the writer says, "When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done." How true. Whether in good times or in adversity, we must and we should praise and give thanks to God, our Father in heaven. Because From everlasting to everlasting, He is good, He is loving, and He is faithful. And so at this moment, I want to invite you to say to your neighbor, all right? Say this one simple sentence with conviction that God is good, loving, and faithful. Say it from the bottom of your heart, all right? Don't just go through the motion. Okay, do it now. God is loving and faithful. That's right. God is good, loving, and faithful. Now in the very first verse, the psalmist calls on us to shout for joy to the Lord. Just now we did some of that, right, in our singing, when we were praising the Lord. The worship team led us in praising the Lord. Shout for joy to the Lord. The word shout means you really, you know, if you want to make the trumpet or make the horn sound very beautifully, you really have to use your mind and heart to blow it, right? So that the music can be very enjoyable. So when we give thanks and praise the Lord, it's just like the crowds aligning both sides of the street, shouting and lifting the name of the King on high as He enters His capital. We do so from the bottom of our hearts, because God, our Father in heaven, is our Redeemer, He is our Provider, and He is worthy of our praise and thanksgiving. Now, God redeems us. God provides everything for us. And so, it is right of us to serve Him. Here in the NIV, verse 2 begins with worship the Lord with gladness. Actually, the word worship can also be translated as serve. And so, you know, it is right of us to serve the Lord with gladness, to praise Him because He is our provider and He is our Redeemer. Now, how do we serve the Lord? Besides taking part in the everyday ministry of the church, we can also do the following: to give a thirsty person a glass of water, to give food to the hunger, to clothe those who may have nothing to wear. In this way, we can also serve the Lord. Jesus Christ says this, right? Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. We praise the Lord. 2 weeks ago, during the Christmas Eve Christmas gathering, we collected an offering of over $2,000 for the Union Gospel Mission. And not too long ago, our church sent out 200 Christmas child shoe boxes to those kids who are in need. I want to draw your attention to verse 1 and 2. The psalmist says, shout with joy. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. These few phrases or sentences tells us how being joyful and how praising God and giving thanks to God are connected. At this moment, you may say, well, I am facing a most serious crisis in my life. How can I be joyful, let alone praising God, giving thanks to God? To be honest, how many of us, including myself, can really be joyful and give thanks to God in adversity? How can we do so? But is it possible to do so? I believe so. Otherwise, Paul's teaching of give thanks in all circumstances will become meaningless to us. Paul teaches us to give thanks always in all circumstances. And so, with the help of the Holy Spirit and through practice, we can surely do so. Just like what James says in chapter 1, verse 2. He says, consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds. And when we give thanks to the Lord, when we praise God, we turn from being self-centered to God-centered. And we no longer focus on our problems, but we focus on God. And from through God's perspective, through God's eyes, we understand our own situation. And we understand what His will is for us in that particular situation. And we let God's word comfort us, which says, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. Now, verse 3 reminds us that God is not just the God who takes control of our lives. He is actually our Creator. And for this, we give thanks to God and we praise Him. Now, God created you and me according to His wonderful design. We are, the Bible tells us, we are God's masterpiece. Being God's masterpiece doesn't mean, handsome, doesn't mean pretty, right? Please take a look at me. You have been looking at me almost every Sunday in the past 4.5 years. I'm rather short. I'm not good looking like my son Felix. But Felix is not here. But without doubt, I am God's masterpiece. And I am the apple of His eye. So in the same way, whether you are tall, short, fat, skinny, whether you have wonderful good looks, or whether your looks crack the mirror, you are still God's masterpiece. And God treasures you. We are God's people. We are God's, the sheep of His pasture. God cares for us. God looks after our well-being. And God once told the Israelites, I led you through the wilderness. I led you into the land of flowing with milk and honey. And so, don't forget me. And when you build your wonderful home in the promised land, when you have a lot to enjoy, don't forget me. And so, brothers and sisters, we live in a wonderful city of Vancouver. Just a couple of weeks ago, the American Tourist Association or something agency voted Vancouver is the best and their number one destination of tour. And so let us not forget what God has done for us. Let us always be thankful. Now, how can we express our gratitude to God? How can we give thanks to God? Well, verse 4 says, enter into God's presence. Enter into His gates and courts. The temple of God symbolizes His presence with us. So when we enter into the church this morning or every Sunday, we know that God is here, enjoying our worship. In fact, God is omnipresent, all present. He is everywhere, whether we are on the freeway, whether we are at our workplace or in school or at home, God is with us, looking after us every moment. And so for this, we give thanks to God and praise Him. But I wonder if God would treat me the way I treat Him sometimes. Would God stop blessing me today because I forgot to give thanks to Him yesterday? Would God stop leading me tomorrow because I refuse to follow Him today? Would God stop caring for me because I neglected caring for others today? If God would do something like that, I'm sure I'll be leading a very miserable life. But I praise God, and you should praise God too. God is so different from us. Even if we disappoint Him time and again, God will never treat us the way we treat Him. Just as Psalm 103, verse 10 says, He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. Through Jesus Christ, we can always enter into His presence. We can always come to His throne of grace to receive mercy, to find grace, to ask Him for forgiveness. And for this, we praise the Lord and give thanks to Him. Now, we may not say thank you to God all the time, yet we should really live everyday life with that attitude of gratitude, to live out the kind of life that God has so designed for us in Christ Jesus, so that we can really share the love and hope of Jesus Christ amongst the community that we belong to. There is this a missionary doctor who has served in India for so many years. In the area where he served, many residents suffered progressive blindness. And this missionary doctor found out a way to stop this kind of illness. And many patients came to him to receive the surgery to avoid, you know, total blindness. But they never said thank you to the doctor. Why? Because in their local dialect, the word or the phrase thank you did not exist. And they would rather use this phrase in place of thank you. They would say to the missionary doctor, I will tell your name. I will tell your name. And so wherever they went, they would tell people how the missionary doctor cured them of progressive blindness. They have received something very precious. And so they earnestly and enthusiastically share this with people they come in contact with. They went telling the missionary's name. So brothers and sisters, we have received the most precious gift from God, and that is our salvation. And let us also earnestly and enthusiastically proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. Let us use this as a means of our giving thanks to Him, to God, and praising Him. Let us bring God's love and God's hope to our communities. Proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ is one of the focuses of our church ministry this year. And may the Spirit of God help you so that you can take part in this year's ministry enthusiastically. There is still another way by which we give thanks and praise the Lord. And that is, we want to be a good steward. And we give thanks and we give to God, we tithe to God. Here in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, let us read these two verses together, all right? Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. And may God help you and help me to support the church's ministry through tithing. Now, the Cambridge Seven, the seven missionaries who went to China in the 19th century, one of them was Charles Thomas Studd. He once said this. He said, if Jesus be God and died for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for Him. And Jesus Christ is saying to you this morning, and saying to me this morning, I gave my life for you. What have you given for me? How true. The Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And for this, we should praise the Lord and give thanks to Him. And let us shout for joy to the Lord. And let us serve Him with gladness. And let us know Him. Let us make Him known in our midst. Amen. So the worship team will lead us in singing one song. And after that, I hand the following time to you. And I ask you, and I had already asked you in the past a few weeks to prepare something to share at this moment. And so this pulpit is yours. And this morning in the first Chinese service, people did wonderfully. You can ask the worship team. They were there to witness that too. The uncles and the aunties, they were so enthusiastic coming up to share what God had done for them in 2011. And I hope that you do the same. We don't really have this kind of opportunity all the time during the Sunday service. And so this is your opportunity to praise the Lord and to give thanks to Him for what He has done for you. So worship team.